For the information, what is a spiritual retreat? This is Dr. Herbert R. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Chapel, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. What is a spiritual retreat? Many people would like to go on spiritual retreats, and they think that a spiritual retreat would be just a wonderful thing. They think that when they go on a spiritual retreat that they're going to have magic happen to them. They think that there's going to be miracles taking place in their life, that they're going to have all sorts of the old problems disappear and all sorts of the old hang-ups go away and never shine forth again. And they think that the spiritual retreat is going to be like a cleansing experience for them. Well, it can be, but it can be only if you're willing to be a new person. You see, the old person, you think, needs to be cleansed. The old person needs to let go of the old hang-ups and the old attitudes and the old ways of doing things. Now, the new person doesn't. But how many of us are ready to be a new person? Are you ready to totally separate yourself from all things that are not in keeping with the retreat? Or are you going to become a business person attending the retreat and take your cellular phone along and receive telephone calls? Are you going to sit down in the evening and make definite calls to a number of clients or people that you've dealt with and you should keep up with? Are you going to be walking your meditation path and, oh, yes, yes, I'm going to make a note on that, so I don't forget that detail of that business that I want to do, you know? Or are you going to walk your meditation path, blah, nothing going on except listening within? Are you going to go to the meditation path and think that your husband or your wife is waiting for you? Are you going to go on the meditation path and think of what your children are doing and what other things are happening? Well, what's going to go on in your spiritual retreat? In your spiritual retreat, it's a retreat into your spiritual awareness of yourself. And when you make this retreat into the spiritual awareness of yourself, you leave behind all of the everyday mundane things. Tempting as it is to include them. Well, some people say, well, I've come a long way, and I've got to take care of these things, because when the retreat's over, I've got to go back to my everyday life. True. So, you go to the hospital, and you're going to have a brain surgeon. They're going to do a brain surgery on you. And so the doctor says, okay, now, I want you to be as relaxed as possible. I want you to forget all your daily activities, forget all of your daily concerns, forget about your family, forget about your business, forget about everything, and just concentrate on being peaceful and being relaxed. I want you to give your brain every opportunity to have the brain surgery be a success. Brain surgery cannot be a success if you have your brain working in many areas where we're going to be working. If you're going to be having your little brain activities taking place and the little neurons and peptons and all these other things dancing around while we're trying to do some work, why do you think that an anesthetic is normally given to a person when they're doing just a physical operation? It puts the brain, if you will, it puts the consciousness, that's the right word for it, it puts the consciousness to sleep so that the brain does not get involved, and so the brain just has your autonomic nervous system going on, which keeps your breathing and doing all the normal things, blood moving, and then there's not all this activity going on in your brain. There's not all this activity going on in your body. All of this nerve endings, your nerve endings are a void. You don't feel anything. And so the doctors have to be very careful when they operate, because they don't want to mess something up, that a little if you were aware of it, ouch, you'd say, oh, whoops, we got a little close there, But that's why the doctor has to really know what he's doing. Okay, now, if we're going to have that brain surgeon be successful, he has to put you into a catatonic state, a state where you are asleep, but awake, you're asleep, and you're not conscious, you are not aware of what's going on. Then the brain surgeon can do his work in perfect anonymity, if you will. You don't even know he's there. And then he sews you up again, and little by little, you come back to your senses. Now, your first thoughts when you come back to your senses are not, how is my family? How is my business? It's, how is myself? Oh, I feel just so peaceful. I feel just not having a care in the world, like La La Land, having a care in the world. And that's kind of an interesting experience. Now, what has happened while you have been under the anesthetic? While you've been under that anesthetic, the world is going on, your business is going on, maybe a few clients came, a few clients left, maybe your family switched around, maybe your kids decided that they were going to go to college instead of staying at home or whatever. Who knows what decisions were being made. But it didn't matter. Once you had your balance back, then they brought all these problems to you, and you said, hey, that's fine. And he said, well, you were so concerned about it before. Now you're cold about it. You're so concerned about it before. How come you're not concerned about it now? He said, well, when I was under the anesthetic, I realized that the only way I'm going to know bliss or know peace is when I can let go of the outer. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm irresponsible. It just means that there's a time for all things. And the time for letting go of the outer is the time of my spiritual retreat. It's the time of my brain surgery, so to speak. It's the time of my anesthetic. Now, actually, at all spiritual retreats, they should give you a shot of anesthesia. Put you to sleep. Put your conscious mind to sleep. And let your subconscious, if you will, or your inner awareness, listen to all of the beautiful things that are being said, to all of the beautiful concepts that are being promoted, and not that you're going to embrace them, but at least you're going to give them an opportunity to be heard. Most of the time, in a spiritual retreat, we don't give the opportunity to be heard to the beautiful things that are being told us, because we are so busy with our everyday activities and our everyday demands. So, to get the most out of a spiritual retreat means we have to not do anything else but that. As I was just going through a bunch of videos of our seminars and sharing them and sharing the photography and sharing the other things, I was thinking to myself, well, I'm really messing this up. I'm drawing attention away from a spiritual retreat into a physical experience. And every moment that I do that, I am making it more and more difficult for the spiritual retreat. So, for a really effective spiritual retreat, you want to totally let go of the outer. Totally let go of all of the activities that are going on around. Oh, you come to the table to eat, you get up and you go to bed, and you do your program, whatever your program is going to be defined for your retreat, but you don't concern yourself with anything at all. If somebody says, and you say, oh my goodness, what's going on there? If you're on your spiritual retreat, that's none of your business. That's none of your business. You don't care if the cats are having a fight. You don't care if the cats and dogs are having a fight. You don't care if the people are having a fight. You sit there untouched while these things are happening, and people say, my, you're cold. And you say, about what? That's what I mean, you're cold. Here there's a fight going on, and you're not even showing any signs of life. Well, is it about me? No. Well, then why should I be concerned, Why should I be concerned with what's going on when it doesn't involve me, If someone wants to take a punch at me, the first thing I say to them, here, you know, take two. And they say, you're crazy, I'm getting out of here, you know. You never get punched. If you seriously do what Jesus said, and I mean, Jesus gave us a lot of interesting stuff. He said, if someone wants your coat, give them your cloak too, because you know, your body is your closet in those days that Jesus lived. They had a few pieces of clothing. So if they had a cloak and they had a coat and they had a shirt and they had a whatever, they wore it all at the same time because they didn't have any hangers, you know? They didn't have any hooks, they didn't have any place to hang things in their homes. They just didn't. And certainly they didn't have bedrooms, they all slept in one big room, and it was just the natural thing on the floor. They put out the blanket and lay down, go to bed, you know. And usually they'd go to bed quite early, because when the sun went down, it got dark and they didn't have much light. And when the sun came up, they'd get up. And a lot of times the farmers would get up before the sun came up, because here's Ellen, they would go out and do their thing. But the wonderful thing is that we do not need to be disturbed by anything. We do not need to be disturbed by anything that comes into our life. When we are on a spiritual retreat, we are on a retreat that moves us into our highest and best. It moves us into the level of awareness where we are gaining the value that we expected to get. And Ellen is going to give us a new program shortly. It's going to be called Anesthesia for Spiritual Seekers. And she doesn't know about it yet, but we'll explain it to her. But anesthesia for spiritual seekers is anesthesia that is made up of letting your mind think only on those things that you choose to think on.